Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our friend Susan Solovic, susansolovic.com. She's the author of a number of books, including a new one that she's working on. That I think you need to know about. Susan, thanks again for being here. Tell us the title of the new book you're working on.
Jim, it's called The 1% Edge, The Critical Difference That'll Make or Break Your Business. Right. And I actually have been researching this and watching what's been happening with small businesses during this economic stress that we've been through. And for the first time, the number of small business startups is less than the number of closures by about 100,000
yep.
a year.
Yep.
And so I started watching, like, what is it that really makes a small business tick? And it's really, it's not about disruptive technology or inventing the greatest, you know, new, sexy, cool, hot thing. It is really just those 1% tweaks in the business that give businesses a competitive edge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the necessarily with their product or service, but it's everything from the right people to the right process.
1% here and 1% there and 1% over there. It adds up,
yep.
doesn't it? And it creates, if you'll allow me to throw this in, I don't know if you may not agree with me, but all of that 1% here and there produces what I call special sauce. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I put together this process, this methodology for small businesses to practice in their companies, but it really is about becoming innovative and making that innovation part of the DNA of your company.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, you're right. It's that special sauce, but it doesn't just mean that you have got to deliver, you know, externally. It's in your internal process as well.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, if you started out, if you woke up one morning and went to work and said, I'm going to create special sauce for my company, you couldn't do it. It wouldn't work.
No,
it doesn't work. It doesn't work. That special sauce just happens among your
right.
team when as you said, because you did a mission statement like we talked about in the last segment or whatever,
right.
you pick up little bitty pieces of an edge here and there.
Right, and you know it might actually change. So you know, once you are focused on your direction, then you know you watch the market trends, you listen to your customers, you listen to your team. And you might that idea, the concept, is going to be constantly evolving. If you get married to it and you bury your head in the sand, that's when somebody's going to blow you away. You know,
yeah.
they're going to be in the fast lane, and you're going to be over in the slow lane.
Mm-hmm. What else do we need to know about the 1%?
Well, so the thing that I tell small businesses is to really make the 1% edge work is that you've got to look at everything that you do and question everything. So there can't be any sacred cows. There can't be, well, this is the way we've always done it, or this is the way it's always been done. I mean, that's the kind of thinking that I call it being fat, dumb, and happy, but that's the kind of thinking that gets major companies. It's not just something that happens
yeah.
with a small
oh,
business,
yeah.
but it gets major companies in trouble. And you've seen, you know, companies like Kodak go bankrupt because they didn't see digital,
right.
you know, photography coming around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but small businesses can be much more agile and much more thoughtful about those kinds of opportunities that they see on the horizon and adapt quickly to them.
One of the things I want to, before we got about a couple of minutes left,
okay.
Susan, and you said something in the beginning of this segment I wanted you to comment on. You talked about how many fewer startups there are than there are, you know, going out of business. I predicted that in 2009. I said there will be, everybody kept saying, wait till all the startups hit, you know, after we get this economy going. And I said, that's not going to happen this time because the conditions aren't right for startups. Now, what I didn't know, was that millennials were not going to be as likely to be entrepreneurial as their older, as the other generations are. What do you think about all that?
Well, I think it's something that's clearly an indicator that this economic recovery really isn't that strong.
Yeah.
And I find it, you know, interesting that we hear Janet Yellen talking about economic indicators and the Federal mm-hmm. Reserve and interest rates and all the political pundits, you know, talking about the economy and waving the flag.
President Obama's
on this
taking
number.
Credit for having a great economy.
Right, right. But you know what? I've been preaching that unless we get small businesses growing again,
yep.
this economy is not going to recover at a strong pace, because that's where the job creation comes from. That's where innovation comes from. And it's an economic indicator that people aren't looking at, but I think it's very telling about the strength of our economy.
You're right. You're exactly right, Susan. And that's the reason why the economy has been muddling along for 8 years.
Right. Right. And, you know, I think that part of the reason we're not seeing a lot of startups is, you know, people are scared. They don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of uncertainty. And even though the barrier to entry for small businesses now with, you know, internet technology and all that is low, but yet the complexity of federal regulation, state mm-hmm. regulations, taxes, all of that.
It's gotten out of hand.
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. Yes,
yep, absolutely.
Well
said. I'm glad to get your report on that, and I appreciate you sharing that. Hey, Susan, sure. I've got to wrap it up. Good job today. Will you
all
come
right.
back?
I certainly will, Jim. Thanks so much. You have a great week.
SusanSolovic.com, is that right?
That's it.
So check out the website. Thanks, Susan. Come back soon. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I promise I'll be right back. Come together right now.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.